Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. The growing number of roadworks in the city concerns William Sheldrake of Sprowston, who writes, "The sheer amount of roadworks in Norwich and surrounding areas is getting so frustrating. Instead of lots of different jobs all on the go at once, causing havoc and misery, why can't contractors all concentrate on one job at a time? 9 weeks to fit 4 pedestrian crossings at Higham Street. Countless months putting new paths in at Heatherset. Weeks of disruption at Mount Pleasant on the Ring Road. China can build a hospital in the time it takes our council to replace a curbstone."
The spread of development and the consequent destruction of trees and woods is a worry for Beryl Wybrow of Blowfield Heath. She says, "Replantation woods. It is with an increasing sense of helplessness and anger at the proposed destruction of these wonderful woods and trees that I respond to the article in the paper. All those creatures for whom they are home, doomed to die through lack of habitat. I helped to elect Jerome Mayhew in the mistaken belief that he cared about these issues and the environment, to try to justify this by saying a country park will be part of the development is a nonsense. Far too many people, too few amenities, and the loss of irreplaceable woodland. Greed is the bottom line, to make money, no matter what it costs others. How can we stop this destruction? I wish I knew."
E. Kett of Norwich also has a complaint, though this one is about priorities in government spending. "Why spend millions of pounds of white elephant called HS2 train when it should be spent on sea defences and flood defences? Surely after this week's deluge, no one in the country could argue with that if they had 1 ounce of compassion in their body."
A plus factor, however, comes from Anne Stevenson of Fakenham, who counters the growing tendency to criticise the BBC and the cost of the licence fee. She says, "I am 87 years old, live alone, and consider the TV licence wonderful value for money. In the past 2 weeks, I have travelled across the Arctic, had exciting meetings with the Mafia in the Americanas, walked along the coast of Yorkshire, seen wonderful wildlife in the Cairngorms, seen Snowdonia throughout the changing seasons, visited the Victoria and Albert Museum. Well, I could go on. And all that I only watch from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. BBC, I love you."